We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Sports Network from Learfield. This is the Falcons Nest Coaches Show, sponsored by Wood County Hospital, the official hospital of Bowling Green Athletics. Also sponsored by Kroger, fresh for everyone. Thayer Family Dealerships. When shopping for a car in Bowling Green, think Thayer. Wood County Hospital, the official hospital of Bowling Green Athletics. Walmart, save money, live better. And by Frickers, the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Now, here's Todd Walker.
And good evening, fans. We are back at Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. BGSU football, a homecoming victory over Murray State to reflect on. And we look ahead to a trip to Minneapolis on Saturday. And to do that, we welcome in head coach Scott Leffler joining us at Frickers. Coach, good to have you with us.
Nice to be here, Todd. Thank you.
Well, always great to win at home, and even better to win on homecoming, and you did that last week against Murray State at 27-10 victory. First of all, let's just talk about how great it was to sing Isaac Izuma in the locker room, to get some payoff for the hard work, to get back on the winning side of things. Had to feel very, very good.
It was. It was a great experience for our young guys. It's the first time the COVID freshmen from last year were able to sing the fight song, so it was an exciting evening, to say the least.
And now you turn your attention to Minnesota, but of course we want to look back on that victory and talk about some of the key elements. And for the first time this year, you're really able to use your running game. Your running backs had some success. You're able to control the ball a lot of the game, especially in the second half, and your guys got to see what the recipe is if you're going to win ball games.
No question about it. I thought we were hit and miss in the first half, and I was super excited to get in the locker room. There was no panic. Our young football team was able to make some adjustments, and we were able to come out and play, I think, our best half, complimentary football. I think we had the ball 12 minutes in the third quarter offensively, and our defense played lights out. We still had a couple sputters on offense. But for the most part, that second half looked like it's supposed to look. Complimentary football, good offense, good defense, good teams.
And we're starting to see longer stretches of this kind of football. Tennessee, it was the second quarter. I think for the South Alabama game, really about half the game you were in that mode. Murray State, maybe three-fourths of the game. we're taking steps here, right?
We are taking steps, and just like I said, how young we are, we're just going to keep improving from week to week. I think defensively, we're playing really well right now, and I think offensively, as this year progresses, we'll continue to improve.
We remind folks, if you cannot be here with us, you can always submit a question at bgsufalcons.com. Look for the Coaches Show post, and we'll check the email throughout the show and see if we get a question that we want to address here on the program. Coach, one thing that folks may have noticed, you juggled your offensive line a little bit. Cade Zimmerle moved to guard, as I recall, and Jalen Grant moved to center. Also, a first career start at tackle for one of your young men who hadn't started before, that being Alex Wollschläger. Talk about some of the movement on the offensive line. What prompted it? How do you think it worked?
We moved Jalen Grant, and that's probably his most natural position, is the center position. We moved him to center actually late in the week. Cade was having some difficulty with snapping in terms of they were stemming the front, and he was struggling snapping the ball. Grant, very good snapper, so we switched positions there, and then gave Alex his first opportunity to start. Alex is a very athletic guy. His numbers all hit what they're supposed to hit in regards to what a right tackle is supposed to look like, but needs to get stronger. He played well, and then we were able to bring in Murph in the fourth quarter, and actually Jordan did a great job in the fourth quarter subbing in for Alex.
Yeah, you're talking about Jordan Murphy, who has started a couple games of tackle for you, a former defensive lineman. Also, you brought over Chris Oliver, these two D linemen. Just sort of address how they've stepped up to help the team switching positions like that. And for Jordan, especially, relatively late, very late in his career, that takes some sacrifice.
We went to Jordan about midway through training camp, and we asked him to move, with the anticipation that Sam Neveroff would be out with a foot injury, and we had to do it. We had very little numbers at the offensive line spot still, and we're all, as we know, extremely young. So Jordan's an unselfish guy. That's probably where his home should have been for a long time, is on the O-line, and he's doing a nice job for us, you know, in a tough situation of being moved halfway through training camp. He's a smart guy, though, so he can figure it out. He's super strong, and he brings a little bit of at least age and strength to that young offensive line. Not a lot of experience, but some age and strength.
We're talking with head coach Scott Leffler, BGSU football on the road this week at Minnesota for a noon kickoff after a homecoming win last week, and we'll talk about the Gophers more later in the program. Coach, you mentioned Sam Neveroff, and in fact, the foot injury has effectively ended his football career. The young man announced last week that he is, quote-unquote, retiring from the game due to a medical condition, and he is obviously still with the team and still participating. Talk about how Sam's helping the team now.
Sam has been outstanding throughout this his injury. He's been a tremendous mentor to this young offensive line. We look at Sam now as he's part of our coaching staff. He's going to help help coach the offensive line, mentor those young guys. And Sam has been nothing but first class from the time I walked in the door. And we're super excited that at least he's going to be with us, and he's going to help our football team one way or the other.
I don't know if there's anybody on your staff that could counsel him about how to do that while they're still enrolled at a university and on the football team. You know anybody that could counsel him?
No, I don't.
Yeah. It's a unique opportunity, though, for Sam, because this was going to be his last year, as I recall. Yeah. So now it's obviously curtailed it quickly, but it'll give him maybe a glimpse into what he wants, if he wants to be a coach moving forward.
It does.
Right?
This is a great opportunity to see if this is what he wants to do. I think if he decided that he wanted to go down this path, he'd be excellent. He's super smart. He's a hard worker. He's great with the players. He's tough on them. I just think he'd be a great coach, but we'll see. You know, we'll see where that lays at the end of the year.
Well, it's good to know that Sam is still around and helping out as he can, and certainly respect his decision. And you got your run game going, Coach, and seemed like Matt McDonald got a little more involved. A couple of plays looked like maybe were designed for him to just maybe plant that seed that he'll do it. He had a 20-yard run on one of those. Was that something that you planned to do, maybe a couple with him, just a straight-out Q run?
We got to be careful with it, but yes. Matt's a very important part of our offense in terms of he knows the offense inside and out. He's throwing the ball well. He's 71% completion percentage. But, you know, we have to manufacture yards right now in the run game. And but we need to be extremely cautious doing that.
And he got the touchdown for you as well. Down on the goal line is maybe where the Q run threat is the most helpful, because a lot of times the defenders forget about the quarterback, and if you make them account for that 11th man, it makes goal to go a little easier.
Yeah, to the open field, we had some designated and designed runs for him. Down there on the goal line when he ran, we were doing a power pass, actually, and our young hip tight end didn't fool the defense. He was standing straight up. He needs to low, needs to act like we're running the ball, and the whole defense knew that we were throwing it. Matt made a great decision. They covered it, and he was able to run into the end zone.
Well, the Falcons are coming off that homecoming win against Murray State. Up next, a trip to Minneapolis to take on the Golden Gophers. We'll talk more about that when we return to Frickers on the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield.
Let's go Falcons. Let's go Labatt Blue Light. When you drink a pristine Canadian Pilsner, you're good at beer. Falcons fans, grab a Labatt Blue Light and be good at beer. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, copyright 2021, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York, all rights reserved. Labatt registered U.S. trademark of Labatt Brewing Company, LTD.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
When your family needs advanced medical care, depend on Wood County Hospital. For a state-of-the-art surgery center offering advanced robotic procedures, joint replacements, and the latest vascular surgery to open clogged arteries, for board-certified ear, nose, and throat specialists, the very latest cancer treatments, and more. Depend on us. It's not just a line. It's a tireless commitment to our community's health. Wood County Hospital. Depend on us.
Best tailgate? It's gotta be burgers.
And an ice cold Coke.
Real football. Y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No. Seven layer dip.
Ribs. No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
Wool Slagle Moving Company is Bowling Green State University Athletic's preferred moving and storage company. Professionally moving families and businesses around the corner and across the country since 1931. Wool Slagle Moving Company offers temporary, secure, and heated storage options for moving or home remodeling. You can be sure that your items will be handled with care by our team of trusted moving professionals. For more information and a free estimate, visit WoolSlagleMoving.com or call us at 419-332-3111.
Hi, I'm Mark Remus, broker with AA Green Realty. Since 1976, homeowners throughout Bowling Green and all of Wood County have placed their trust in AA Green Realty when buying, selling, or building their homes. Customer loyalty, aggressive marketing, and expert personnel continue to be the cornerstones of our success. Stop by our office at 1045 North Main Street in Bowling Green or visit our website at aagreen.com to find out why AA Green Realty has quietly become the area's real estate leader.
Your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter wants to be your home for all your game time needs. We have everything that you'll need, from hot dogs and hamburgers to grills to cook them up. We also have your pop-up canopies and camp chairs for those tailgating parties before and after the game. So come see us at your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter. proud sponsors of Falcon Athletics. Walmart. Save money. Live better.
Thayer Family Dealerships is your home team for all of your Chevy, Toyota, Honda, Ford, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and pre-owned vehicle needs. Stop into any one of our showrooms on Main Street in Bowling Green or visit our website at ThayerBG.com. When thinking about any of your vehicle needs, think Thayer.
On the Falcons Nest Coaches Show, BGSU coming off a homecoming win will travel to Minnesota this week to take on the Golden Gophers, and that is a noon kickoff. That'll be 11 a.m. there in the central time zone, so morning football technically. Will be on the air at 11 o'clock with our Medical Mutual pregame show. We're visiting with BGSU head coach Scott Leffler as the Falcons prepare for Minnesota. We reflect a little more on the 27-10 win over Murray State, and coach, clearly the maybe only real big negative in the game was that your team got flagged for a dozen penalties, and that can be frustrating, and sometimes maybe all those calls we didn't agree with, but be that as it may, other penalties were either pre-snap or a motion-type penalty. Talk about some of those plays where maybe they don't quite time up the snap, or the two guys that have moved and don't move when they're supposed to. A lot of moving parts on some of those plays with an illegal shift.
Yeah, The first couple had to do with us moving Jalen Grant to center later in the week. There was a couple times he was supposed to snap the football. He either forgot the cadence or didn't know what the cadence was. The second one, we had an offensive lineman that didn't put his hand down, and we had a man in motion. And then the one that we take great pride in is the one that TK scored on the touchdown off the naked. Matt McDonald didn't look out and didn't see that one of the wide receivers were set. He kicked the motion, and there was a receiver still getting on the ball, and it cost us a touchdown. Thank goodness we were able to recover, continue the drive. We had a great third down conversion. So there is a lot of moving pieces in regards to especially with a young team. I was telling Todd at times right now we're just jumping up and down that we lined up right and our hands are down. So it's work in progress for sure.
And a lot of your play designs, of course, are designed to try and make the defense do something. Your motions are designed to elicit some kind of response for them, and you got to be technically and proficient on your movements and when you snap things. So clearly the Murray State game, your defense carried the day, give up only 10 points and basically no offense in the second half. And I think the tone was set on the very first play of the game, or the very first series, when Devin Taylor made that big hit and you get the interception. That we've seen more big hits from this defense than maybe we've seen the last two or three years combined. These guys are arriving at the ball on time and with ill intent, so to speak.
Yeah, I really like where our defense is going. And just like I said, I think they're only going to get better with time. I've said this numerous times. Our defensive line is going to be really, really good here. And they're good now, but we all feel that they could be great. And anytime that you have a great defensive front, it makes everything better. It's really similar to when you have a great offensive line. Everything's better. So our defense is being led by that front seven. They're playing really well right now, which then in turn helps our DBs. And it lets our DBs be extremely aggressive. We know the ball's coming out on rhythm, or it has to come out early. And those guys are driving and making big plays on the football.
Coach, another area where your team has really helped itself is in the kicking game coming into that last week, and that continued your net punt. I think you were plus 8 or 9 on your opponents for the season in net punting average. Matt Narano continues to be a weapon for you when you need to flip the field.
Yeah, no, there's no question. Matt's a talented guy that's been around the program for a long time. And I think with the tutelage of Bob Ligashevsky, I think our special teams are much better also. So I'm happy where our defense is. We're still young with teams. There's some things that we're doing very similar to the offense that doesn't make a lot of sense, but they're going to get better with time and experience. So things are starting to come together. And I said this to the media today that our goal is we just got to keep chopping wood every single day and keep it making some type of improvement in our program day to day.
Coach, before we move on to Minnesota, last week was homecoming, and that carries a little extra weight, and a lot more former players tend to be back for that day. And I know you had several visiting with you and with your team either on game day or the day before. Talk about some of the interactions with former players this past week.
We've done a great job. Our administration's done a great job. We've done a great job as a football staff to get our former players back. We've created a tent between our administration and her name is Lindsay Clem. She's done a great job. She's in charge of, we put her in charge of dealing with all the former players, and they've done a great job. The Sharpie tent in the end zone has been a great hit. We've got a bunch of guys back. They love it. They feel welcomed. And, you know, that thing's only going to get bigger. We're going to look down there, and there's going to be a ton of former players there. It was great to have them all back. Freddie Barnes was awesome. It's the first time I met him. And he's going to be back here as much as he possibly can. And it was just great to see all those guys from every generation. The one constant that we have here is the former player. Coaches are going to come and go. Administrators are going to come and go. But the one constant here is the former players, and I've got to meet a bunch. I went on the road to see a ton of them in the month of May, and these aren't good guys. They're great guys, and they're going to help our program. We're going to welcome them back and make them feel like they're like they should, like a former player should be treated. We're going to do a great job with that. Our administration's done a great job, and our staff has too.
And it was great to see Phil Villapiano out there for the coin toss. I mean, if you weren't fired up after that guy walks around, there's something wrong with you, right?
Phil told our graduate assistant to make sure that one of our offensive linemen goes with him because he was going to jack one of the guys. I mean, he's out of his mind. I mean, typical Phil fashion, tells our GA to make sure that have a big guy walk out because I'm going to jack one of them.
Keep him out of trouble, right?
He's unbelievable. I love him. That I mean, he's the
awesome.
Best. Yeah,
so,
he's the best.
Earlier today, Christian Sims was with you with your media availability, and we were talking about former players, and he talked about Freddie Barnes, and I said, yeah, you know, Freddie caught 155 passes in one season, and Christian looked at me like I had one big eye in the center of my head, and I said, yeah, that's an actual number, and he had 21 in one game, and Christian looks at me and goes, man, I'm just trying to get past 8. 21? Come on now.
Well, if you look at the stats, and this is when we're moving in the right direction. I believe 7 different guys touched the football in the pass game. And we want it that way. We want it, the more guys you get involved, number one, it's harder to defend. Number two, it keeps a lot of different players involved in the game, and we want to. There's been a lot of guys on our team that deserve and earn the right to play. And but it's a right, you know, they got to earn it, and we'll make them earn it. But it was really nice to see whenever you looked at the stat sheet how many different guys touched the football, and that's what we want here. And but would I take Freddie Barnes? You're damn right.
Oh, yeah, that guy caught
damn right.
Everything, no question.
And instead of 21, we'll get him 18 touches.
There you go. We'll spread the wealth a little bit.
Spread it a little bit.
Speaking of 7, let's talk about Minnesota here, because I noticed early in their game they had 7 offensive linemen in the game, and that's sort of the MO for this week. Minnesota offensive line, this is what I got here, 325, 345, 320, 310, 380. Them some biggins. They like to push people around, don't they?
They're huge. They're a team that wants to run the ball and run the ball, and after they run it, they're going to try to run it again. And they've got some nice backs. Their offensive line, just like you alluded to, they're humongous. It's very interesting to watch on both sides of the ball. Their run offense, obviously, is very good. We watched them be very, very productive against the Buckeyes. And then when you flip it to the other side and watch the defensive side, their run defense is excellent. That's where they're at. They're a running team, and they're a team that wants to stop the run, and that's a great place to start in regards to trying to win football games. So, you know, their formula is not very complicated. They're going to put 1,000 linemen in the game. They're going to try to run the ball, and their objective is to stop the run.
Yeah, I think they're third or fourth in the nation in time of possession, literally 37, 38 minutes a game. And their offense, they are sort of an anachronism in today's world. They don't often go with the hurry up. They'll go no huddle sometimes, but they'll work the clock. Sometimes they huddle up for real, which is usually a lot in today's game. So you sort of have to be ready for a mixture from that standpoint.
Yeah, there's no question about it. They want to win the time of possession. And their formula is probably right on their side with who they play. They got to, you know, play some really good running teams in that side of the Big Ten, and you know, their formula is that's who they are. They're a running team that wants to stop the run, and I don't know how interested they are in throwing the ball.
Well, conversely, when you have the ball, then let's sort of talk about what maybe you can do to. I don't want to say negate, but work around their strength, which is their run defense. You want to try to establish the run, but maybe it's a game where the pass can help loosen up the run. What kind of tack can you take with your running game this week?
We're facing, we think, two NFL defensive ends, one of which we think is a day one guy, no question. They're built really similar to like a traditional Big Ten team. They're huge up front. The linebackers, it's a tradition. They look like they remind me of the Iowa backers. One huge Mike, a Sam and a Will that can run. And, you know, that they have one objective, stop the run game. If you really look at what they play in the back end, they're a nine-man fit almost every single play. It almost looks like zero coverage. It's not. It's quarters coverage. But the minute that they get a run activation read, they are in the box. And what we've got to do is somehow, some way, slow the game down. This game could be over in 2 hours if we really wanted it to be honest with you. But we need to control the ball and get our defense off the field. We got to find a way to convert some third downs and somehow, you know, control the clock. And we might have to be a little bit more creative in terms of what we do in the run game and what we do in the throw game just because of how good they are in the run. They're excellent in the run game.
As you were describing their defense, is it the type of defense where you may get a couple of opportunities to really go over the top, and those are plays that you better make?
That's how Ohio State won the game. If you really look at it, Minnesota controlled the line of scrimmage all night. They had a couple backs, Ohio State, that made some guys miss, and they had a huge explosion plays in the pass game. And they did every single quarters beater you could ever imagine, and they had success, you know, throwing it over the top. But the key is Ohio State's left tackles are 320, 310, 315-ish, and they struggle to protect against these defensive ends are really, really good. He's done a great job of getting two ends, and that's the formula. Get two guys that can rush the passer, stop the run, and let your linebackers run. But the two ends are big-time football players.
Well, Coach, as just a side note of minutia, one of the few stadiums you've not been in as a coach, Minnesota's stadium, I think, is 5 or 6 years old. So we look forward to reprising the role of 2007 when BG won at Minnesota. It took overtime, but you'd take that, wouldn't you?
No question about it.
I thought you would.
2007, we played Minnesota there. So
in the old Metrodome.
In the old Metrodome.
I'm glad they got a new place.
Yeah, there's 5,000 people in it, and it sounded like it was as loud as you'd ever imagine.
No question.
Unbelievable.
Coach, congrats on the homecoming win. Thanks for coming over here to Frickers. Let's see you Saturday over there in Minneapolis.
Thanks, Todd. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. You guys, appreciate you guys coming out. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Coach Scott Leffler with us. We'll talk with Associate Head Coach Steve Morrison coming up on the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield.
Let's go Falcons. Let's go Labatt Blue Light. When you drink a pristine Canadian Pilsner, you're good at beer. Falcons fans, grab a Labatt Blue Light and be good at beer.
always enjoy responsibly. Beer, copyright 2021, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York, all rights reserved. Labatt registered U.S. trademark of Labatt Brewing Company, LTD.
One, two, three.
Best pizza, New York style.
Nah, deep dish.
No way, a white pie and wash it down with a Coke.
No, Neapolitan.
Detroit style.
It's gotta be chewy.
No, extra crispy.
With extra red sauce.
I love cheese pizza.
And a Coke.
Pineapple.
Who puts a pineapple on their pizza?
Oh, fresh mozzarella.
I want cheese on the pizza and in the crust.
Fork and knife.
Come on.
You'll get folded.
Pizza goes best with a Coke.
I like my pizza with a Coke.
My pizza goes with a Coke.
An ice cold Coke.
Pizza, served with a Coke.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Thayer Family Dealerships is your home team for all of your Chevy, Toyota, Honda, Ford, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and pre-owned vehicle needs. Stop into any one of our showrooms on Main Street in Bowling Green or visit our website at ThayerBG.com. When thinking about any of your vehicle needs, think Thayer.
The key to your successful business? City Uniforms and Linen. We are a family-owned, locally operated industrial laundry who specializes in delivering your image. Why City Uniforms and Linen? Because first impressions mean everything. We are hygienically clean certified, and our hassle-free rental programs make it easy for your business to have a lasting first impression. Follow us on Facebook, and to learn more, visit cityuniformsandlinen.com. Delivering image since 1944. City Uniforms and Linen.
Hi, I'm Mark Remus, broker with AA Green Realty. Since 1976, homeowners throughout Bowling Green and all of Wood County have placed their trust in AA Green Realty when buying, selling, or building their homes. Customer loyalty, aggressive marketing, and expert personnel continue to be the cornerstones of our success. Stop by our office at 1045 North Main Street in Bowling Green or visit our website at aagreen.com to find out why AA Green Realty has quietly become the area's real estate leader.
Your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter wants to be your home for all your game time needs. We have everything that you'll need, from hot dogs and hamburgers to grills to cook them up. We also have your pop-up canopies and camp chairs for those tailgating parties before and after the game. So come see us at your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter. Proud sponsors of Falcon Athletics. Walmart. Save money. Live better.
When your family needs advanced medical care, depend on Wood County Hospital. For a state-of-the-art surgery center offering advanced robotic procedures, joint replacements, and the latest vascular surgery to open clogged arteries. For board-certified ear, nose, and throat specialists, the very latest cancer treatments, and more. Depend on us. It's not just a line. It's a tireless commitment to our community's health. Wood County Hospital. Depend on us.
We're back at Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. BGSU football coming off a homecoming win. We'll be at Minnesota on Saturday, and we'll be on the air at 11 a.m. with our Falcons Nest Coaches Show, or I should say with the Medical Mutual pregame show, and we'll have kickoff at noon on Saturday. Time now to welcome a guest to the show. After Coach Leffler, we bring in some of the assistants, and an associate head coach, Steve Morrison, is with us here at Frickers. Coach, good to have you with us.
Thank you very much. Appreciate everybody coming out. Pleasure to be here. Thank you, Todd.
Well, I want to talk about Minnesota, of course, with you and other things, but I want to start with the position that you coach. You are also the linebackers coach, and your group has really distinguished themselves here in the first three games, and we had a known commodity from last year here at BGSU, Darren Anders. He was the returning starter, averaged 10 or 11 tackles a game last year. So from the fans' observer standpoint, we kind of knew what we were getting with him. But talk about how Darren has improved from last year to this year and just how well he's playing for you?
He's done a tremendous job. Last year as a young player, obviously he's got a lot of tools. He's gifted. He's strong. He can read. I think, you know, when you look at the experience that he gained a year ago, he works his tail off. And, you know, the things he's been able to do, we've kind of moved him over to the will position, which takes a little bit off his plate in terms of thinking, having to make a lot of the calls. And he can just play. And, you know, he does a tremendous job in there. He's got off to a great start. And he's really making all the other guys better. So that's been the real positive so far.
And clearly also he has a nose for the goal line when he gets an interception, huh? That was fun.
He never hesitates to remind me he was an All-State running back. And, you know, it's funny, I've got two of them. Brock Horn was also a really good running back in high school. And, you know, they want Coach Leffler to take notice of him, get Barry Mulver on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, the legend of Darren Anders in North Olmsted is huge, and it wasn't for making tackles, right?
No doubt.
That's his story, and he's sticking to it.
No doubt.
Well, you talk about the mic position and taking some of that off of Darren's plate. Interestingly, one of your mics that plays a lot, your middle linebackers, is Diego Neri, who's a true freshman. So that speaks to his acumen.
We kind of had that idea with him coming in that he'd be able to play pretty early. He's physically developed. He's tremendously smart. He does everything right. You know, he got off to a great start coming in as a mid-year, so he got spring ball under his belt, which has been super helpful. And he's done just a great job. He's got a lot of areas to grow in terms of just development of a football player. But he's been a really bright upside, and it's a super competitive group. And anytime you have competition within a group, the level of play is going to rise. And then we've certainly seen that here the first couple of weeks.
BGSU football will be at Minnesota on Saturday. We're talking with Associate Head Coach Steve Morrison, who also coaches the linebackers. And like I said, he plays a lot along with Brock Horn at that middle linebacker spot. And Brock got an interception this week off the tip drill, and he's seeing a lot of playing time. And he's a guy that played for you last year, too. Give us an idea where he's improved and what he brings to the field.
You know, he's a really smart guy, too. A lot, you know, we're lucky, we're fortunate that we have Diego and Brock inside. They're really confident. They're smart. They can make the checks. You know, where Brock has made his biggest strides is that, you know, anytime, you know, he's a little analytical. And anytime you're thinking about things, you're not quite playing as fast. And he got in there in Tennessee and, you know, about the second quarter started triggering and really making some plays and really, you know, forcing their hand and playing a lot faster. And so that is, you know, for him to be able to overcome that, overcome the thinking, putting them both together just speaks volumes for him. And, you know, he's super young. And, you know, the ability to switch those guys, and that's kind of our plan as we go on. We kind of rotate series. You know, we have J.B. Brown playing there a little bit to give Darren some spell because we've played a lot of reps, those kind of offenses the first couple of weeks. And the ability to get some guys off, get fresher, just paid dividends so far.
And you bring up J.B. Brown. I was going to ask you to take us through what he brings to the table, too. We've seen more of him this year than we have, of course, in years past. And he seems to have a nose for the football and be quite a big hitter when he gets there.
He is fearless. That's the best way I could put it. He is fearless. And, you know, he's come in and been sound, and he's really given us some charges in terms of, you know, picking the guys up, getting the crowd into it, you know, with some big hits and stuff. And he loves to play the game of football. I was telling him the other day, there's nothing better than seeing J.B. Brown smile on a football field because he's having a blast. And, you know, it's the benefit to the team. It's the way he plays special teams. So, you know, good start for him so far as well.
We talk more about BGSU linebackers. Coach, let's go to Bryce Brand. This is an older player that was brought in via the transfer, had played previously at Maryland and West Virginia. And if I read what he's done in the past, he was more of a D lineman at those levels, maybe not as much linebacker at Maryland and West Virginia. Talk about making that little bit of a switch in what he brings to the field.
You know, he's built like he could do both. And, you know, he had done both at both of those schools, kind of, you know, I hate to use the word hybrid because I think it's overused, but he has the ability to play off in the box, play on the line of scrimmage. He's a tremendous pass rusher in terms of technique and speed and quickness. So what he gives us is a lot of flexibility in terms of where we can put him, things we can ask him to do. you know, he's so talented, and, you know, so often we see spread offenses, and you're really taking a linebacker off the field a lot of times. With him having the ability to pass rush, we can leave him in and play one of those defensive end positions. So the flexibility of Bryce is fantastic.
BGSU will be at Minnesota on Saturday. Coach, let's talk a little about the Gophers. And I touched on this with Coach Leffler earlier about Minnesota's propensity to play what euphemistically we would call a jumbo set, where they have as many as really seven offensive linemen in the game. And they may be lined up in the tight end's position, but they're actually offensive linemen. And you guys are trying to prep for that this week, and it's difficult to get your arms around, literally and figuratively.
Yeah, they're not hard to miss. Nobody's going to mistake them for tight ends. They're big guys. They got the big knee braces on. But they do. They definitely want to run the football, but they just don't make it simple and say, hey, we're going to line up and run the football. They're going to give you some challenges formationally to adjust to, you know, what essentially turns into an unbalanced line. So they do create a lot of issues there, and they've got really good backs that can kind of find creases, and that's what they do a good job of. There's not a lot of window dressing. They're going to tell you what they're going to want to do. There's no secrets, and we just got to line up and prepare for it, and we need a good week of practice to do that for sure.
And with that, part of what happens on defense, just like offense, you're trying to make a call to have the right people on the field compared to what they're bringing in. And what Minnesota does is a bit unorthodox, so you guys are having to sort of invent new ways to tell the team what personnel group we need on the field. So this week's been a lot of preparation in that regard.
Yeah, I just left a meeting about an hour ago, and we were throwing some new terms around and trying. You really have to label it and get the kids so they can understand what they can anticipate. When we try to, you know, they're going to go at a decent pace where you don't have a whole lot of time to get ready for that, but we'll signal in typically what the personnel group is so they have a little bit of awareness. And so a lot of what we're going to do this week is just in the classroom of showing them and teaching them this is what we're talking about when you're going to see these personnel groups. So again, just they create challenges for you.
And when you talk about the speed with which they'll snap the football, if you had a chance to watch them this past week against Colorado, sometimes they just kind of stood at the line of scrimmage and let 25, 30 seconds go off before they snapped it, which doesn't feel like a hurry up. But if they do that, you can't switch people out. Then sometimes they'll huddle up. Sometimes they'll do that little sugar huddle, that fake huddle, and run to the line, snap the ball. So it's a lot of things to think about.
It is. And, you know, it's something that we really try to manage from the press box all the way down to the field and how we communicate it with the players, because you do have that those situations where, you know, they're going to lull you to sleep in a little bit of a way. You know, hey, we're going fast, but we're taking our time, if that makes any sense. We're not going to huddle. And then all of a sudden they go fast. And so you've really got to be on your toes. And so what we have to do a good job of, and really the officials are making a bigger point of it this year, is anytime a player from their offensive side changes, we have the ability to change. So we try to take advantage of that, whether it's subbing in one guy. I think if anything, you've seen our defensive change this year is we're subbing a lot of guys in, and we're trying to keep guys fresh. And so basically when they change, we change, and that you get a little bit of time. Refs are, they'll give you a little bit of time to kind of make that happen.
And that's one of the things that coaches will try to lobby for as the game goes on. If you think maybe the offense is getting a little bit of an advantage, you're not giving us enough time, that may be something you'd be in their ear about.
Yeah, I think we all know the offense gets all the advantages more times than not. But yeah, it's just you've got to be conscious of it, but you have to take advantage of it. There's about it's a 3-second window, and you have to see the referee, and he'll stick both his hands out, and he's basically going to count to three in his head. And if you don't make a move to substitute somebody, he's going to take it off, and they can snap the ball. So we've got eyes on that guy, and when they change, we want to change. And again, it might be a running back for a running back from them, but we want to get a different person in there just to slow the game down a little bit, get a chance to make some calls, and it's really the game within the game.
Those dastardly offenses are always trying to get you with that extra man on the field too. You know, they're always trying to get that cheap 5 yards and then hit you with that big play. They're always doing that. They're scheming all the time. We'll talk more with Coach Morrison when we come back. It's the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield.
Best tailgate? It's gotta be burgers.
And an ice cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No, seven layer dip.
Ribs. No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke, you know it.
It's tailgate 101.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Let's go Falcons. Let's go Labatt Blue Light. When you drink a pristine Canadian Pilsner, you're good at beer. Falcons fans, grab a Labatt Blue Light and be good at beer. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, copyright 2021, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York, all rights reserved. Labatt registered U.S. trademark of Labatt Brewing Company, LTD.
When your family needs advanced medical care, depend on Wood County Hospital. For a state-of-the-art surgery center offering advanced robotic procedures, joint replacements, and the latest vascular surgery to open clogged arteries, for board-certified ear, nose, and throat specialists, the very latest cancer treatments, and more, depend on us. It's not just a line. It's a tireless commitment to our community's health. Wood County Hospital. Depend on us.
The key to your successful business? City Uniforms and Linen. We're a family-owned, locally operated industrial laundry who specializes in delivering your image. Why City Uniforms and Linen? Because first impressions mean everything. We're hygienically clean certified, and our hassle-free rental programs make it easy for your business to have a lasting first impression. Follow us on Facebook, and to learn more, visit cityuniformsandlinen.com. Delivering image since 1944. City Uniforms and Linen.
Hi, I'm Mark Remus, broker with AA Green Realty. Since 1976, homeowners throughout Bowling Green and all of Wood County have placed their trust in AA Green Realty when buying, selling, or building their homes. Customer loyalty, aggressive marketing, and expert personnel continue to be the cornerstones of our success. Stop by our office at 1045 North Main Street in Bowling Green or visit our website at aagreen.com to find out why AA Green Realty has quietly become the area's real estate leader.
Your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter wants to be your home for all your game time needs. We have everything that you'll need, from hot dogs and hamburgers to grills to cook them up. We also have your pop-up canopies and camp chairs for those tailgating parties before and after the game. So come see us at your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter. Proud sponsors of Falcon Athletics. Walmart. Save money. Live better.
Thayer Family Dealerships is your home team for all of your Chevy, Toyota, Honda, Ford, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and pre-owned vehicle needs. Stop into any one of our showrooms on Main Street in Bowling Green or visit our website at ThayerBG.com. When thinking about any of your vehicle needs, think Thayer.
Coach's Show, BGSU football, coming off a homecoming victory over Murray State. We'll turn their attention to the Minnesota Golden Gophers on Saturday, and we'll be on the air at 11 a.m. with our Medical Mutual pregame show, Falcons and Gophers at noon, which will be 11 a.m. their time. So it'll be a quick turnaround for a lot of folks to get in there for morning football local time. We have Associate Head Coach Steve Morrison with us here on the program. And, Coach, as we continue to look ahead, we still want to take a look back to the win on homecoming. The defense really had some big hits early and kind of set the tone. And the second half, that was very complimentary football. The offense came out, put a long touchdown drive together, and that seemed to
refresh the defense, that the halftime break, and really that second half, they put a lot of stops together in succession.
Yeah, and you know, the key I think last week was coming off the week prior where we let it slip away, quite frankly. We wanted to win that game against Southern Alabama, but to come in and have an unbelievable crowd was fantastic, and then to get a fast start and get a turnover. You know, we got the big hit, guys hustling to the ball, offense was able to punch it in. We got to get fast starts. We got to continue to get fast starts, and if you can do that and build confidence with these young guys, then it starts to pay dividends. And then, you know, we just got to plug along defensively. That's just how the game's going to go. Offense, I thought they did a great job of controlling the clock and getting us off the field. So again, like you said, it's complementary football, and that usually, it, along with special teams, and that usually will bring you wins.
You know, you mentioned the Tennessee game. We talked about that earlier. And even though the first couple of drives, Tennessee with that hurry up really got the better of your defense, it seemed that coming out of that game, they gained a lot of confidence with how they overall played and were able to physically match up some with Tennessee. And that seemed to boost their confidence, didn't it?
For sure. I think you're seeing a defense that plays faster, I think more aggressive, certainly from a contact perspective. You know, we've got guys that are – you know, we're making plays by using our hands, getting off blocks. Guys aren't staying blocked. And we've got guys really giving great effort. Part of that is being able to have more depth where you can play more guys. I know Julian rotates a bunch of guys up front. So, yeah, for us to continue to gain confidence. And when things go bad, as they will, we know they're always going to go bad in this game. To have the confidence and have the wherewithal to be able to go back and just keep fighting. And they've shown that so far.
Coaches, talk a little more about your matchup on Saturday at Minnesota. The huge offensive line is sort of the defining part of that team, but you look at some of their other spots, Chris Autman-Bell in particular on the edge as a high-level receiver. When they throw the ball, is it going to be based off play action most of the time or based off their run game? Talk about their passing game.
Yeah, their passing game is definitely built around what they want to do run-wise. You know, you're not. We're all going to get fooled. I was telling the linebackers today, you're going to get sucked up on play action. It looks identical to the run. They do an outstanding job, probably the best I've seen in terms of selling the run. And what that does, it creates a bunch of windows downfield. So they're pretty good at finding those open spots. A lot of times they're not going to look for necessarily the big home runs. But they'll pick their spots when they do that. So, yeah, it's definitely based off of play action. Their ability to run the ball sets up their passing game. So they still want to run it. They don't care. They're going to run it second and eight. They don't care. They're going to run it. So we just got to do a good job. Got to tackle.
We talked about their tight ends and how a lot of times the person in that spot's actually an offensive lineman, but when they actually have tight ends in there, are they a very big part of the throw game or not?
They are more outlet in terms of their play action game, but they do, you know, they'll do some things schematically where if you're going to match or overload to a single side, they'll kind of slip some guys out, and they've had some success in just sneaking them out and throwing them the ball a little bit. They're not huge threats in the passing game. I think you get a little bit more with the back involved, and then certainly their wide receivers do an excellent job, and they're athletic, and they're big too. I mean, their whole team is big. They're big and tall guys and athletic, and we just got to cover them up.
You know, you talk about confidence and bringing in some older players. The DBs is not your position group, but a couple of guys that have come in have really juiced that up. Devon Ferguson, Devin Taylor both bring a level of confidence and that maturity to that back end, and that seems to have bolstered the whole defense. Talk about that effect.
Certainly. They're older guys that have played a lot of football. One, they know how to practice. They know how to compete. They know how to prepare during the week, and that rubs off on our younger players. And then I think the speed and the tempo and the physicalness that they play with out in space, it's been amazing for us, and they've sort of set the tempo in terms of how physical we're going to play, and to me that's one of the things as a coach that we've lacked here. We haven't had those dynamic guys that are going to go take shots and not sit and wait and balance as a lot of young players do. These guys go, and obviously we've seen it in the last couple of weeks, the production that they've been able to have with just playing fast. And they're a lot of fun to be around, too. Boy, it's they're a good group of guys. And, again, it's made our groups more competitive.
No question about it. Coach, we appreciate you coming over here to Frickers and spending some good luck on Saturday over Minneapolis.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me. Thanks.
That's BGSU Associate Head Coach Steve Morrison. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap up the show from Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield.
Best pizza, New York style.
No. Deep dish.
No way. A white pie and wash it down with a Coke.
No. Neapolitan.
Uh-uh. Detroit style.
It's got to be chewy.
No. Extra crispy.
With extra red sauce.
I love cheese pizza.
And a Coke.
Pineapple.
Who puts a pineapple on their pizza?
Oh, fresh mozzarella.
I want cheese on the pizza and in the crust.
Fork and knife.
Come on.
You'll get folded.
Pizza goes best with a Coke.
I like my pizza with a Coke.
My pizza goes with a Coke.
An ice cold Coke.
Pizza served with a Coke.
Let's go Falcons. Let's go Labatt Blue Light. When you drink a pristine Canadian Pilsner, you're good at beer. Falcons fans, grab a Labatt Blue Light and be good at beer. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, copyright 2021, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York, all rights reserved. Labatt registered U.S. trademark of Labatt Brewing Company, LTD.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors' Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors' Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Hi, I'm Mark Remus, broker with AA Green Realty. Since 1976, homeowners throughout Bowling Green and Olive Wood County have placed their trust in AA Green Realty when buying, selling, or building their homes. Customer loyalty, aggressive marketing, and expert personnel continue to be the cornerstones of our success. Stop by our office at 1045 North Main Street in Bowling Green or visit our website at aagreen.com to find out why AA Green Realty has quietly become the area's real estate leader.
The key to your successful business? City Uniforms and Linen. We are a family-owned, locally operated industrial laundry who specializes in delivering your image. Why City Uniforms and Linen? Because first impressions mean everything. We are hygienically clean certified, and our hassle-free rental programs make it easy for your business to have a lasting first impression. Follow us on Facebook, and to learn more, visit cityuniformsandlinen.com. Delivering image since 1944. City Uniforms and Linen.
Your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter wants to be your home for all your game time needs. We have everything that you'll need, from hot dogs and hamburgers to grills to cook them up. We also have your pop-up canopies and camp chairs for those tailgating parties before and after the game. So come see us at your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter. Proud sponsors of Falcon Athletics. Walmart. Save money. Live better.
Thayer Family Dealerships is your home team for all of your Chevy, Toyota, Honda, Ford, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and pre-owned vehicle needs. Stop into any one of our showrooms on Main Street in Bowling Green or visit our website at ThayerBG.com. When thinking about any of your vehicle needs, think Thayer. Wolfslagle Moving Company is Bowling Green State University Athletics' preferred moving and storage company, professionally moving families and businesses around the corner and across the country since 1931. Wolfslagle Moving Company offers temporary, secure, and heated storage options for moving or home remodeling. You can be sure that your items will be handled with care by our team of trusted moving professionals. For more information and a free estimate, visit wolfslaglemoving.com or call us at 419-332-3111.
Back back here at Frickers to wrap up the program. A couple of notes. BG Volleyball swept Oakland in their home opener. They'll open MAC play, defending their championship this weekend at Akron. Men's soccer with a big win over number 13, Florida International, 2-0 in their last outing. Was also Coach Eric Nichols' 100th career win. Men's soccer will entertain Detroit tomorrow. And the women's soccer team earned a 1-1 tie with number 17, Xavier, in their last outing. They will open MAC play Thursday at Western Michigan. They have their MAC home opener Sunday against Northern Illinois. That's all the time we have for this week. The Falcons Nest Coaches Show will be back here next Monday at Frickers at 6 o'clock. A reminder, we're on the air at 11 a.m. from Minneapolis on Saturday morning as the Falcons take on the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Noon is kickoff from Minneapolis on Saturday afternoon. So until then, this is Todd Walker from Frickers saying, "I Ziggy Zumba."
Been listening to the Falcons Nest Coaches Show, brought to you by Kroger, fresh for everyone, Thayer Family Dealerships, 5 great franchises, 1 great dealership, Wood County Hospital, the official hospital of Bowling Green Athletics, Walmart, save money, live better, and by Frickers, the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Falcons Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.